Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on, looking like the dapper dog, giving them all. Like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I got a tweet the other day. When Steve Harvey used to get to preaching, I used to just turn the radio off. But now it's different. Old dude be bringing it. He be bringing the truth. I appreciate that. You know, man, when I was younger, man, when I wanted to do what I wanted to do, man, I didn't want to hear nothing else. I didn't want to hear nothing that contradicted what I wanted to do. You know, so it's a funny thing, man, about me, man. I would hear the truth. I would know it to be the truth. But because I had another plan, another mission, another goal, another set of dues I wanted to get done, I didn't want to hear that. You know, it's a funny thing, man. It's like it's like when I was a little boy and I used to get scared sometime at night, you know, the booger man. So I thought that if I just pulled the blanket up over my head, that meant that if I can't see the booger man, he can't see me. That's the theory. That's an ostrich, you know, sticking his head in the sand thinking, wow, if I don't see this dude, he can't see me. A lot of ostriches done died with their head stuck in the sand. I just didn't want to be one of them people that left this world with my head in the sand. But I just wanted to say, man, this morning that quit talking about change. Y'all listening? Because this is real right here. Quit talking about change and let's make a change. You know, man, I don't mind giving people advice. I really don't, because so many people along the way have handed it to me freely, man. Some people just saw me doing wrong and say, young man, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. Some people say, hey, bro, look, man, I know what you're trying to do. Man, have you thought about it this way? So I've had a lot of favor in my life, a lot of grace been shown on me, a lot of mercy, a lot of people that came to me, helped me along the way. So I don't have no problem with this part of what I'm obligated to do in the mornings. But let's quit talking about change, y'all, and let's make a change. See, change is growth. And ain't no growth without change. You got people, man, you ever met a person that's just insistent on doing it their way? I mean, nobody in the building think they should go that way, but they so boneheaded. Oh, this is how I'm going to do it. But, bro, listen to me, man. That ain't how it's done. You going to run into this. I'll show you. Wait a minute, man. You can't do it that way, man. If you are sick and tired of where you are, then you have to change. Change can only come from within. Can't nobody make you change. Now, we got a penal system in place that can make you sit down if you don't want to change. We'll sit you down and we'll restrict your movement and your communication to the point where if you want to continue this foolishness, we're going to put you in this building with a whole lot of people that's foolishness. And y'all just trick each other all day long. But if you are sick and tired of your situation, pray for it. Pray for change. Ask God to help you change. Ask God what he want for you instead of always telling God what you want. It's an interesting prayer to have with God. When you quit going to God with your list and check in with God and see what his list is, that's a very interesting prayer. If you're a praying person, I suggest you try that sometime. It's so interesting, man. Do you know what it did for me when I started asking God what he wanted for me instead of telling God all the time? I still tell him what I want, but instead of all the time going to him with what I want, you know what it did for me? It freed me up. It took a lot of pressure off. I no longer had to think of everything. And what I was thinking of a lot of times wasn't working no way. And when I opened myself up to what he wanted, to what his will was, man, do you know how much simpler my life got? And do you know how much bigger it got? I'm trying to tell you, man, if you pray for change and you allow God to help you with the change, or if you let God just produce the change in you will be amazing. If you've been listening to me, especially out in L.A., since I was on the radio since 2000, can't you hear the change? I'm flat out telling you that a change has come. But I had to pray for the change because I couldn't make the change on my own. And then after you pray for the change, you got to work towards your change. You know, there's faith without works is dead. Everybody wants something from God. always want to talk to God about something, but then, man, don't want to do nothing about it. Faith without works is dead. You can't do it that way, man. It just does not happen. So after you done prayed to God about it, what you got to do then is you got to turn around and go, hey, man, all right, now, what is it I got to do? You know, you got to do something to bring it about. So after you pray for it, work for it, and do something today about it. Stop procrastinating. Don't procrastinate, folks. The change can start today. Man, I want to change. How about today? You know, then you see them same people. Man, I want to change. That's next week. How about today? I see people years later. Man, I'm still in this same old situation. Man, I'm going to do something. How about today? Today is a good day. There's nothing stopping you from changing today. Nothing except you. You can begin the process of change immediately. And change is growth, y'all. And ain't no growth without changing. It's a simple thing. And I'm talking to you in broad strokes because everybody got something about them they need to change. That's why I'm not specifically talking about anything. I got some things in me that need to change so I can grow further. Everybody has something about them that they need to change in order to grow further and then go further. Now, what's stopping you is you won't start the change today. Don't hesitate. Make that change. And then I want you to watch something. When you change, watch the difference in you. Notice the difference in you. Feel the difference in you. And guess what? You're going to be different. If you're watching for the change, if you're feeling the change, then guess what? You're going to be different, man. Watch for the difference. Feel the difference. You'll be different. If you're sick and tired of your situation, folks, you can change that. But the change is in you. It's a simple decision you have to make. I'm going to change. The change is up to you. You can decide today if you want to change, you want to be different. If you're sitting behind the wall, I love speaking to the brothers and sisters behind the wall. If you're behind the wall, man, and you're sick and tired of being behind the wall, man, why don't you change? You ever thought about that? Change. Man, if I get back out there, I'm going to just do the same thing. Stop saying that. Stop breathing that negativity into your life. Decide today that you want to change. You can do it. Everybody can change. If you don't know how to change, pray for it, man. Ask God to help you with the change. Oh, you get some movement then, partner. You get a whole lot of movement then. All right? Let's ride.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here. It's morning time. It's gratitude time. It's attitude time. It's altitude time. If you add Thanksgiving to those, that one thing, gratitude, it changes your attitude, which directly affects your altitude, period. That's it. That's it. It's a fact. Doesn't matter if you believe in it or adhere to it. It's just facts. Start being grateful. And watch what happens. So today, I'm grateful. I invite you to do the same. Let's get it on. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Junior, Mississippi Monica. Tommy's out today. Junior, what's on your mind?
You know what, Uncle? Just stay right there with this gratitude. You know, I was thinking about something, man. I was looking at the like your whole career and everything. Uncle, have there been moments where you had to be grateful and still walk alone when nobody believed in your dream and your vision?
Boy. Let me speak on behalf of everybody that has ever wanted to be in by anybody.
Yeah.
Trying to convince everybody that you might one day be somebody. Oh, sound like an old church song.
Yeah.
I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody Oh, about somebody that can save anybody. I'm just a nobody.
Sing a song.
Trying to tell everybody. Oh, about somebody that can save anybody. And yeah, man, you're going to go through moments like that where you feel alone and difficult, and you're going to have to try to find the motivation that keeps you moving when there ain't none surrounding you. It is a lot of days like that. That's one of the things that make being successful so hard. It's hard to find support on your way to be successful, because what happens is so many people you've been close to ain't going to be on that same success journey you on. And they just not going to understand this different you that done showed up all of a sudden. And then you get pushback. And it's strange how it comes from family and friends, which makes you feel even more isolated. So yeah, man, it happens to us all. It's a part of the success progress. That's why it's imperative that you have a relationship with God, because he is the one force that is steady and consistent. He never changes. You know, old people say, hold on to God's unchanging hand, because it don't change, dog. He don't move. He don't waver. He's solid, man. Yeah. He's solid. He that in the clutch, in the crunch, when the firestorm start, he that dude, man. Yeah. When it's sunny outside, he the same. What you need? I get back to you.
Call me back.
His answer is, I got whatever you need. Just ask me for it. Bring your burdens to me and leave it there. Regardless of what you anybody say, when you take them to God, you can leave it right there. He don't give it back. He just don't do that.
Amen.
I'm sure glad he don't. Lord have mercy.
Amen. Ooh, all right. Great question. Great answer, too. All right. Coming up 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Now, the nephew is out today, but it is time to start your morning off anyway with Run That Prank Back. Junior is in for the nephew. What you got, Junior?
Your wife gave me this disease.
That's that
when it said, your wife
that.
gave me a disease. All right. Go run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Dante.
Yeah, this is him. Who this?
Hey, how you doing, man? Just to be certain, you Dante is married to Tammy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So listen, man, sure you've heard about me, you know, maybe heard my name before, because I used to date Tammy way before you guys got married. You know, my name is Marcellus. So I just wanted to call and say, how you doing? But I needed to talk to you.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know. She mentioned y'all used to be together before. Okay, I've heard about you. What's the phone call for?
I needed to talk to you, man. And I've been holding this back at least 4 years. You know, I haven't said anything. And, you know, I can't hold it no more, man. I'm going through so many issues right now. I got to get some grips on this thing that I'm going through. But, you know, I wanted to come to you, man to man, talk to you about this situation. I hate to bring it to you like this, but when me and Tammy were together, when we was together, Tammy gave me a disease, man. So, you know, I've been holding this, you know, and I, like I say, I wanted to hit you up. I thought about it 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
What do you mean, like, she gave you a disease?
She gave me a disease about 4+ years ago. This is way before y'all got married. From my understanding, y'all been married about 3 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, and you're calling me to give me the heads up?
Nah, man, nah. I'm calling because, dude, these damn the medical bills and all this is just completely out of control. I can't even, you know, I can't take care of myself no more with this, you know? And I don't feel like I have to because she the one that gave me the damn disease.
Okay, so you're calling because you want me to pay for, you want us to pay for your medical bills.
Dude, put yourself in my position, man. I mean, what's a brother supposed to do? You know, I'm sitting over here with a disease somebody gave me, and, you know, they going on with their life.
Bro, yeah, but this is so you're calling me, telling me my wife gave you a disease. First of all, she would have told me that. Secondly, now you're telling me like I might have some. You gotta be kidding me. Well, what the did she give you? What disease are you talking about, man?
At this point, you know, I don't even want to discuss it. I just want to get on board. Can we get some kind of understanding with this medical bill that I can't? It's out of control.
Man, I'm not paying. Okay, I'm not going to pay for your medical bills, especially when I don't even know what the f*** you mean. What do you mean she gave you a disease, man? I'm over here freaking the f*** out.
Hey, dude, I understand. You know, bro, I hope you good. I really, you know, but I'm just saying, man. Dude, I don't know what to do no more, man. I really don't. You know, like I said.
Well, okay. Yo, you need, tell me. All right. You talking in circles. You're telling me something you caught 4 or 5 years ago? Well, what? Is it some shit that's incurable? What the fuck disease are you talking about, man?
Dude, regardless of what it is, I'm trying to handle the medical bills on it, man. That's what I'm trying to do.
Dude, but what kind of medical bills could you have for some shit you caught 4 years ago? Like 4 years ago, you should have been able to fix that shit. What is it?
Dude, she gave me the disease, and now I need somebody to pay these damn bills. That's all I'm saying to you, all right? That's all I'm saying, Dante.
Yo, and what I'm telling you, Marcelo, is quit playing and tell me what the disease this is.
It's Marcellus, man. It's Marcellus, okay?
I don't care what your name is. I'm giving
man, y'all wanna gave me diabetes.
What the f***? Diabetes?
Your wife gave me diabetes, man.
Man, you must be dumb as hell. You can't somebody give you diabetes? What you mean she gave you diabetes?
Man, your wife was cooking all them cakes and pies and shit, you know, all that sugar, you know? Just,
man, you came out, bro, had me thinking my wife gave you herpes or some shit, man. You just don't know how to work out. You know how to eat. That's on you, man. I ain't paying no bills for that shit. Diabetes, what the is wrong with you, man?
Oh, so now it's funny.
Yes.
You laughing?
What you mean
are you
funny?
You laughing at me, Dante?
Yes, I'm laughing at you. Call my phone talking about my wife gave you diabetes, bro. For real? This is stupid, bro.
Hey, can I say something else, though, Dante?
What? What you want to say?
I want to say this, Dante. You just got pranked, baby. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Tammy, got me to prank phone call.
Oh, damn. Yo, that's...
Oh, snap. I got you, baby. I got you, baby. Baby, I got you.
Wow. Okay. She told me about Marcelo, but I never heard his voice, bro. I was on fire. Oh my God.
You good, man?
Oh my God. Oh, you had me so scared, dude. Talking about a disease,
bro. Oh, especially a disease that's 4 years lingering. That's like, whoa,
bro.
What is that?
Oh my God, man! I was when she got home, I was about to be so mad, bro. Oh,
hey, man,
God.
You got to tell me this, man. Come on, Dante. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the lane.
Man, y'all funny, dude. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Man.
Happy New Year, Dante. Oh,
Happy New Year.
Are you eating right? You ain't got no diabetes, do you? Eating right,
dude, now I'm worried, bro. I know you could catch it like that, bro.
You know, sometimes I think the nephew just be going too far. You don't never know which way these pranks going. You don't know.
But you pranking people's husbands about their wives.
My and man. A damn disease your didn't wife. Come find out this fool got diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Which was a major relief to the husband.
Yes. Yes, man.
And it was 4 years ago.
All right. Thank you, Junior, in for the nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Nia Long celebrates with a dance as her fiance, Celtics head coach, reach the NBA Finals. And the movie, I saw it, Top Gun Maverick,
jets to a new box office record with Tom Cruise. In national news, the Department of Justice is investigating the Uvalde police response to the tragic school shooting. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey standing by and ready for your love questions. Here we go. Latavia in New York says, I'm a 44-year-old single woman, and I haven't had sex in 3 years. I recently met a guy, and he said he's willing to wait until I'm ready. But he's fine as heck, and I don't want to lose him. I know you always say that men don't take time off from sex. So is he having sex with someone else while he's waiting for me?
What do you think? What? Hey, listen, you know the one wrote in on this letter talking about you've been single and ain't had sex in 3 years. He didn't write us in with that. Now, you done met this man and he said he'll wait on you. Does that mean he have not having sex? He never told you he wasn't having sex. He said he'll wait on you.
Till you're ready.
Yeah. But in the meantime, Steve.
Everybody else ain't in that line. See, you got the I'm waiting line and you got the come get it line. Mm-hmm. And he fine as heck. He not writing in, sweetie. But that's not your business, though. See, you can't. That's not your business.
Mm-hmm. What he's doing.
Listen to me. You're 44. You meet a man. I don't care who you meet. They have a history. Mm-hmm. And the history didn't stop writing itself when they meet you. Some of these histories are ongoing. Now, he met you, he'll wait on you. He didn't say he was waiting for sex. He said he'd wait on you till you ready. That's all he said. You can't get mad at this man for that.
Well,
okay.
All right.
CLO.
All right, this one, CLO, is from Nina in Glendale. Nina says, I started working from home recently, and out of boredom and the need for some extra money, I set up a webcam in my bedroom for money. The money is pouring in now, and it's easy work, but I'm 55 years old. So here's my question. Would it be wise to retire early and become an entrepreneur in the comfort of my own home?
Mm. Well, what is you asking me for?
Come on, CLO.
Yeah. I mean, really. Look, I ain't seen your little videos. And now, if you know, I may throw you into something if I see the video. So ain't no need of asking me. Because I may be, you know, maybe I prefer something else. You know what I'm saying? And I may say something to you that may stifle your, you know, but the money rolling in. So somebody care about it deep. Now, if you want to retire and work from the comfort of your own home, then go ahead. You know, don't ask me to advise you on stuff like this. You know, you 55 to wait until you 55 to be a porn star. I don't know where that come from. You know, I don't know what the regulations are. I don't know how successful you are. I don't know what you call money pouring in. See, that's another thing, too. See, money pouring in to you might be a little bit of kind of different money pouring in to me. Yeah. So I might think it's a leak in the dam. Well, you consider it pouring in.
Yeah, so.
You know, so we need to, don't ask me nothing else about this. Whatever you want to do, ma'am, congratulations on your new career move. It's astonishing. Most people don't get into porn at 55, you know, and I don't know who these people is.
I have no idea.
That's just money just pouring in. What is you doing that is just pouring in?
I think she's in her bedroom alone.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You in that? You got to be pretty active to hold somebody's attention all by yourself. And money just pouring in. What is you in there doing? Something is in there with you. I don't know if it's, you know, cooking utensils, puppies, monkeys, cameramen in there. I don't know what.
A monkey, though.
You know,
why you always go to monkey, your go-to?
Because monkeys act like people. You can't really control them, and they strong.
Yes.
You know, next thing you know, they grab your toe and pull you down off the bed. People go, what the hell? What happened to the model? Because that monkey strength different. Okay. Go ahead, Shirley. I'm sorry.
All right. Justin in Chicago says, my wife and I have three children, and the last boy is not my child. I cheated on her, and we got a divorce. During that time, she got pregnant, and the guy deserted her. While she was vulnerable, I got her to remarry me. But I am still resentful that this child isn't mine. I need to work on that. So how do I get past this? Wow.
Well, hold on, man. Hold on. Frankie Beverly has a song out that says, I know I bought it on myself. I owe no blame to no one else. And I realize I can't get over you. Don't you understand that you bought this on yourself? What are you talking about? Bruh, you cheated on her, remember? Which caused you all to get a divorce, remember? Right. Now, while y'all was divorced, you was doing other things too, remember? Then the man deserted her, remember? Then you caught her in a moment of vulnerability, remember? Now you got her back. Now you resentful of the boy. You got a lot of nerve, dog. Got a lot of nerve.
A lot
of nerve, dog. If you go back over the, if you just go back over the things I said, remember, you got a lot of nerve, dog. And plus, here's what all you got to do is remember, dog. Everybody needs somebody. That boy needs somebody, too. He's been deserted. That's your cross to bear. It's a lot of men that done took up other unworthy men's crosses. So, bruh, that's your cross. Wear it like a man and be a man. Now, be proud of the fact that you a man. I'm just sitting here being resentful for the boy. The boy has nothing to do with that. The boy is a byproduct of your actions. So now, as a byproduct of your actions, don't you think there comes some consequences with it? So now, bruh, just do your duty.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In sports entertainment news, after the Boston Celtics won the Eastern Conference Finals by beating the Miami Heat on Sunday, Junior, well, Nia Long shared her joy and support of her fiancé and Boston's head coach. His name is Ime Udoka. Ime Udoka. And Nia posted a video of her cheering and dancing, punctuated by a high kick, and followed up her video with an Instagram post that highlighted her man taking the Celtics to the finals in his first year as head coach. Speechless, patience, and purpose, Nia captioned the photo. So, Junior and Steve, you all talked about the NBA finals yesterday. Now, who do you all have to win it all this time?
Oh, well, Warriors.
Well,
no.
Well, we got the Warriors. You know, I appreciate all that jumping and kicking, though.
Yeah, Nia. From Nia, our girl, yeah. Nia, we Nia love her. Nia Long. Yeah.
You know, but that's your husband.
Show man.
I like him personally, too. But these is the Warriors. You know, I wish them well and everything. I hope it's a good series, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. So y'all got the Warriors, both of y'all, Junior and Steve?
But, you know, I know why Steve don't like you, though. He don't like Boston.
I don't like Boston.
Oh, the
I don't
city,
give a damn.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And why don't you like them? I forgot. Why don't you like them?
Oh, because
the
they turned over the little black Kia school bus in 74.
Oh, okay.
So I ain't had nothing for Boston there since. I don't give a damn about the Patriots, Red Sox, none of them.
What year was this again?
74.
Okay.
Turned them black Kia school bus over. The racist ass people up there. I'm not finna care nothing about Boston. Only time I wanted Boston to ever win anything was when Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett was up there. Then I was pulling for them because I wanted all three of them to get a ring. And they got one. Right after that, went right on back to hating their ass. Right on back. Because I really, I ain't got nothing against the people of Boston. I really don't. You know.
We got love for Nia Long. And
we got love for Nia Long, but Boston, I'm not going to be happy.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, I just need City Hall to pay for that mistake. Not the people, just City Hall. I want one night when everybody at home safe. You know, I don't want nobody to get hurt. City Hall, I'll be there. Then I'll be even with them. I'll be even. But I need City Hall. It's the only way. You turn the school bus over, I want the building down, and then we'll be even. I like Wahlberg.
Last time
Nim.
We mentioned in Boston to you.
Oh, like all that. I like Wahlberg, Nim. I like all them boys in Boston, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nia, we still love you, too. All right. So we're going to just move on.
Yeah.
Carla, you have some music news for us. What's up, girl?
Well, let me tell you guys, Anita Baker, we love Anita Boo. She shouted out Chance the Rapper during her Sunday night show at the Venetian in Las Vegas. After she said Chance the Rapper helped her regain control of her master recordings. Take a listen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you guys say hello to a friend of mine? By way of the music industry and by way of helping me.
Yes.
Helping me to get a hold and ownership of my master recording.
Yes!
Mr. Chance the Rapper is right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love that. I love that. Yeah.
That's deep.
I love that. Yeah. Old school, new school.
Some of them young
boys,
a lot of these young boys is great businessmen, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have found a way to stop letting the music business use them the way it used to.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did, but I'm glad he did. Congratulations. She was happy. Nita Baker still got it too, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear her voice? It sounds so beautiful, didn't it?
Yes, we love Anita Baker. And we know she's been battling, you know, her former record label.
For a long time.
For ownership for her recordings for a long time. Mm-hmm. So just like you said, Steve, it's so cool. Chance the Rapper, the business part. These new artists helping legendary artists, the business part.
Yeah.
She has ownership of her master recordings. So now we could go back and buy Anita's greatest hits.
Yes. The Rapture. Yeah. Caught up in the Rapture. All of that. Yes.
Yeah. So that's it. That's music news. Oh, Lord.
He's on one today.
You better sing.
And I must have been blind.
Yes.
Just to think I find someone new.
Why he got his eyes closed?
Who could love me better than you.
All right, Steve, you got it.
We rocking.
Anita Baker is really, man, my favorite female artist.
Yeah.
Wow, that's saying a lot. That's saying a
of
lot.
Of all time for me, Anita Baker is my favorite artist of all time.
Wow, straight out of Detroit. Yeah.
Love her.
Uh-huh. All right, in other entertainment news, Top Gun Maverick took off at the box office this weekend. I saw it. What a great movie. Setting a brand new record in the process, the sequel to the 1986 blockbuster, which has Tom Cruise reprise his most iconic role as Pete Maverick Mitchell, made an estimated $156 million domestically for its four-day opening weekend, and that gives the film the record for the biggest opening over the Memorial Day holiday weekend, overtaking Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, which made only $153 million. Okay, if you can believe that, in 2007. All right, so congratulations. Going up. Yeah, to Tom Cruise.
You know I love Tom.
Yeah, I do. Yes. And he looks so great. He hasn't changed 1 ounce. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, you know, June is Black Music Month. And guess who's here? Roscoe Wallace right after this.
Wow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So June is Black Music Month. And we all know that the Black music is the music of America.
Shirley is right. June is Black Music Month, and we all know that Black music is the music of America. Our very own Junior, Roscoe Wallace.
He's in the building.
Yeah, he's in the building, baby.
Come on. All day, every day.
What's happening, Roscoe? This is your month. What's going on?
How are you going to have Black History Month without my black ass?
Black Music Month.
I'm everything that is black music. I'm black music. I'm damn near white music. I'm everything what's going on to everybody. Roscoe Wallace in the building, baby.
Yeah. What's going on,
bring
Roscoe?
You all. Oh, I'm just here to clear the air. You don't bring all the facts out. You don't let everybody know what it is, so don't nobody think it ain't what it ain't. You know what I'm saying?
How's your copyright trial going? We haven't talked to you in a minute.
Oh, it took an ugly turn on me. Oh, they went and got a bunch of white folk.
And then what happened?
Oh, you know, they know each other. They play golf together. You know, they were all down at the country club with my case, discussing it in a foursome on the golf tournament. Uh-huh. You know, they say I ain't got the rights I'm claiming I've got. That's what I had to. You know, I was suing them for $4 trillion.
Trillion with a T.
Yeah, so I'm probably gonna have to knock that down a little bit.
Yeah, how much? That's too much.
I'm probably gonna try to hit him now for just like $1 billion.
You pull back a little bit.
Go ahead, Carl.
Well, you know, while you've been, you know, dealing with the trial, Silk Sonic, Love's Train, you know, they remade that by Compunction.
Oh, you know, like, I heard that.
Yeah. What you think know. About it?
Mm. Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, they're good. They were saying that. You know, I still want to give credit where credit due. You know, they did a good job. They ain't Compunction, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Compunction was out there when it was hot, where everybody could sing. Yeah. Bruno out here, he damn near the only one. Who he up against? T-Pain, what up again?
T-Pain.
Lil Wayne, you know, all those sound, all this here. You know, you ain't gonna fool with nobody like that.
Yeah.
You know, all these rappers out here talking. You know, the Bruno Mars singing, you know. And right. He finally got that little crazy boy with him, Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
You know, they got him with him. I like it. But he wear wigs, too. You seen that?
Yeah. What you think
about
that?
Got a little straight hair. Well, I like it, you know. Yeah. But, you know, he ain't from old school. You know, we just got ours done like that.
He ain't got nobody.
He got an old aunt at the beauty salon. Could have done that for him.
Oh, okay. Because
Jodeci used to wear his hair in the flip. Used to look like Sweet Polly Purebred on Underdog. My underdog gone? Just like Joseph Killer Casey.
All right, thank you, Roscoe. We'll holler back at you.
I'll see y'all next time. Bye bye.
Bye. We're gonna check Steve's voicemail coming up at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time to check your voicemail, Steve. And if you want to leave a voicemail, you out there listening, you got something on your mind, call 877-29-STEVE and leave a voicemail. The first one, Steve, is a caller. Her name is Lisa from Detroit.
Hi, Steve. Lisa from Metro Detroit. There was a show at the Fox Theater over Memorial Day weekend with D.L. Hughley and Monique and a couple other people. It got real tense on that stage, and after a while, it wasn't even funny. Apparently, one person was supposed to be a headliner. The other person thought they were. And it showed on that stage. You can see the anger. You can feel the tension. My question to you is, what responsibility does the promoter have in a mix-up like that? And couldn't the entertainers have figured out a better way, maybe have a conversation, common courtesy, or do all things in a decent order? Want to hear your point of view. Thanks. I love you. I love your show. I love the crew. Keep doing what you're doing. Have a great day.
Well, first of all, let me address the promoters here. Promoters are just promoters. They are in hopes of buying artists and paying artists that will sell the venue out where they can make a profit. He got the two people he thought could do that. As we all saw, what ended up happening was there was some discrepancy. But as we saw in the contract, clearly who the headliner was, D.L. Hughley. And D.L. Hughley went up last. That's clear. The marquee out front stated the same thing. Mm-hmm. What was probably done behind the scenes was the management of the other artists probably told them they were co-headlining. But as you saw the contract, clearly it was a 100% headline for D.L. Here's where the problem starts. Under no circumstance should the business part of what the contract says be taken to the stage. That's never a part of the business. Those of you who bought tickets came to see a show, not to hear a contract dispute. This wasn't a court of law. This was a comedy show. And it never should have been brought up at all. If you had a displeasure with your contract, should have took it up with your management and the promoter either after the show or before the show. Mm-hmm. Taking it on the stage is not the time to do that. And it adds for a poor performance. What's worse is to do that in front of the next artist before they come out. That is not what people are paid to see. And I think that the mission was forgot here. Because the mission can't be about you. The mission has to always be about that person that bought a ticket. That's the one thing we always prided ourselves on, was putting on great shows. And that's what he wanted to do. And he said clearly, people paid to see that. And it was horrible the way it was handled. It wasn't the promoter's position. It was the management of each artist to understand what the contract said. And then if you had a problem, just don't go out there. But what you going out there to tell the audience about stuff that they have no idea for? And I'm glad the lady called in, because that's how a lot of people felt that went to that show.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's horrible because, I mean, DL ain't ever had a problem like that before. All the years of the Kings tour, we ain't ever had that problem. We knew who was going up before we walked in that arena that night. Or we went to the arena and we said, hey, man, I ain't feeling good tonight. Can you close for me tonight? Said has closed before. DL has closed before. I've closed before. And Bernie has closed before. And we've switched it up on nights where we thought the other one just wasn't up to par. And I ain't feeling good. Can you close something? Because closing is hard, man.
Yeah.
You got to go up after everybody that went up. And it's a lot of thick tar out there on that stage. When Three Kings done went up in front of you,
yeah,
that tar about 4 inches thick and it just got laid and it's hot, your ass got to come out there. You got to be a bad man to close. So once again, apologize to the city of Detroit for what happened. And it was just a fault purely of the artist and management and really nothing to do with the promoter.
Yeah. You know from the expert. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we'll have another prank phone call for today. Junior is in for the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he wants to be seen and not heard. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But right now, it is time for the prank phone call for today. The nephew's out, but guess who's here? Junior, what you got, Junior?
All right, if the nephew was here, he'd probably do it like this. Let me see what level of stupid I'm going to give y'all. Okay, here it is. I'm finna be extra stupid today. Okay, this the one I got. Let me go through my files. Let me look at my files. Got it. Here it is. Sex is too loud.
Okay.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, yeah. Don't really like all that loud sex. Sex is too loud. Run it, cat.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Cedric. Cedric.
You have the wrong number. This is his wife, though. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling you from the front desk here at the Hilton Hotel, and I've called the room a few times, and you guys haven't answered, so we actually went a little further and got the number that's connected with the credit card. And, you know, I wouldn't be calling your number like this, but the people are complaining about you guys on the floor that you guys are staying on, and they're saying that the sex is too loud coming from
I'm
you all.
I'm sorry? Wait a minute. What'd you say?
The people on you all's floor are saying that the sex is too loud coming from you and your husband's room?
Wait, what the f*** is going on here? I am at home, and that mother f*** is out of town. So what are you saying to me?
Can I get you to hold on for a second?
Sure. Some bull.
This is his wife on the phone right now. But she said she's at home. That's what she's telling me. She's telling me she's at home. But she's not upstairs. No, she's not upstairs. Evidently in a different city. What am I supposed to say to her? Okay, hang on. Ma'am?
Yes?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Dominique.
Okay. Dominique, you know what? We won't worry about it. We'll fix it.
Do you mean don't worry about it? You just called me to tell me that basically my husband is having sex with someone at the hotel, and now you're acting like I'm just supposed to act like this didn't happen? Hello?
Yeah.
And I did hear you talking in the background.
You heard who?
I heard you.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Can you hold on again, please?
Where are you at? Which is this? Which hotel is this?
Just hold on for a second, ma'am. I didn't hit the mute button. I didn't hit the hold button. No, she heard everything we was talking about. I don't know. What am I supposed to say to her? The guy won't answer the phone, and it's noise coming from the room all day. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Dominique, Miss Dominique, I want to apologize. We thought we were calling the number.
Apology is not going to do it. I can solve the problem for you. What's your address? Tell me your address.
I'm not at liberty to give that information.
This is some bull. Some real bull. Can you put your manager on the phone or something?
My manager's actually in a meeting right now. I don't. Miss Dominique, I just want to say I truly apologize. I thought I was calling the person that was in the room. I'm really, really
you know
sorry.
What?
I don't know what to say.
There is nothing to say unless you're going to give me your address right now so I can be on my way over there.
What city are you in?
Don't worry about where I'm at. I can get to you and his You know what? I'm going to call this mother myself, and he better call.
Okay, wait a minute,
I can solve your whole situation.
Okay, but
I'm calling his right now.
Okay, but will you wait? Because you're going to mess around. I'm going to lose my job.
I don't give a about your job right now. Bro, you told me that my husband is some other in your hotel. Do you think I care? So what's your address so I can be on my way?
Okay. My
Actually,
my...
let me just call him.
No. My manager coming down. My manager.
Oh,
coming.
Now your manager is available. How convenient.
Okay. So my manager talked.
I don't want to talk to your manager.
Okay. I thought you wanted to talk to the manager.
I'm pissed off right now. So either you're going to give me your address.
Can I put, this is my manager, Tommy. Can I put Tommy on the phone?
Sure.
Hey, Dominique.
Yes.
This is Tommy.
Okay, Tommy.
What's going on?
Your worker called me to tell me that my husband was having sex in your hotel too loud. And I asked him his address, and he won't give it to me. And I'm on my way down there, and I'm about to call my husband since he won't answer your call. And I did hear him talking to you in the background.
Okay. Well, did you hear who he was talking to?
No, I didn't.
Okay. He was talking to me, but do you know who I am?
No, I don't. And I don't really care.
But do you know Tommy at all?
Do I know Tommy? No.
Do you know Tommy?
No.
Okay. Do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know
Are
him?
Are you kidding? You asshole. How dare you? That's messed up, Tommy. Oh, my. I'm not your friend right now, Tommy. And I don't like you anymore. I just want you to know that.
Oh, come on, Tommy. Man. Come on. Come
that on. Ain't funny. It's not funny, Tommy. It's really not.
Okay. All right. I don't want to get off the phone and we're on bad terms now. We got to get back. We got to be on good terms when we get off the phone. Okay? Come on, Dominique. Laugh with me, baby, please.
Well, I don't know if you'd be laughing if somebody called you with this. But okay.
I would. You have a sister. Your sister's name is Lydia. Am I right?
Yes.
Lydia is who got me to prank phone call you, baby.
Oh, my. Okay, it's really going down now. I got something for you and her. So let me see you in the streets, Tommy.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, before you go. At least give me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land? Come on, let me ask.
You know, Steve Harvey and nephew Tommy. You know what, Tommy? You used to be my favorite. But now, I'm rolling with Steve. You can kiss my ass.
Oh, come on.
There it is. Sex is too loud. Yeah,
but she was not about that. She was not having that.
No. Yeah, what are they in there doing? Wait a minute.
I don't know. I have no idea.
My husband?
Yeah. Huh? What about it now?
Oh yeah, great job, Junior.
You know
for
what it
the
is?
Nephew.
I need all mine because I'm telling you right now, ain't nobody else stupider than me. I can only do well. Ain't but one person, Herschel Walker. This is everything he said. He wrote it for me to say it. I'm saying everything he left down.
Oh, Tommy wrote all of this for you everything. To say?
Yeah.
Even when he's not here, he
even
wants
when
praise
he
and
here,
worship.
He wants all his praise and worship. Even when he wants
what?
Credit for. Yeah, this boy is brilliant.
King of pranks.
King of pranks wants credit for it. Oh, here's another part. July 1st, Columbia, South Carolina. Here I come. Stupid at his finest. Koga Center. I'll be
not
there at
Kroger.
The Koga. No, not the Kroger. Koga Center. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. My contract say headline. I'm on there. I'm the entree for
make
this
sure.
Show.
Make sure. If it doesn't, don't go out there.
Yeah. What's wrong with you, Unc? You don't want to participate in
I don't really feel like being in praise and worship today. but I will agree one thing. All my damn contracts clearly said headline. And if it didn't, when you got there, you knew who the hell I was. You better know who you said. But you follow this if you want to.
And see,
I'm going to go out here and do
that,
90.
What would happen?
Huh?
Yeah.
If it didn't say that headliner, what would happen on your contract?
Ain't a problem. You know you need to get in front of this. You know you don't want behind this.
Yeah.
That was my deal. You okay, I'll tell you what. I let your headline. You're going to wish you hadn't.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Steve
still going
Harvey
out.
Put it down thick and hot out there. You don't want this. Too
coming
much
up next.
Thick, dark, black smoke.
It's the Strawberry Letter subject. He wants to be seen, but not heard. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, pop, pop, just like you're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Never know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter. My good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, he wants to be seen but not heard. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are 34 and we've been together for 9 years and married for 3 years. The only reason we are married is because I gave him an ultimatum. After 6 years of dating, we needed to move this thing forward or I was gone. He always had been very full of himself, and the women in his family made him think he was God's gift to the earth because he has eyes that change color and he's tall and very handsome. He's a natural flirt, and I tolerate it because I know that if he ever left me, the woman would send him right back to me. Here's the problem. He's not a manly man outside of the bedroom. He can really show out in that bedroom, but after that, he's like having a child. All he cares about is getting the latest trendy clothes, getting the newest watches or sneakers, and keeping his car clean and shiny. Outside looking in, he's got his stuff together, but boy, oh boy, is he trifling. He's got a great job and he's in a leadership position, but his manager talks to him like a child and doesn't allow him to speak up and make his opinions known. His manager has even told him that he's not paid to think. You know, as soon as I heard that, I wanted to call his job and speak to his manager, but I had to realize he's my husband and not my son. I want him to focus less on how clean he is when he goes to work and more on how he represents himself when he is at work. The same thing goes for our marriage. I need him over our finances, upkeep of the house, maintenance of our vehicles, all the manly stuff in a marriage. He'd rather be seen than heard in every aspect of his life. It's been 9 years. And I'm done enabling him. Should I keep planning a life with this man or let this one go? Well, it's funny you should ask that because, you know, you gave him an ultimatum to marry you. And you knew all this stuff before you married him. Did you really want to marry this guy? Because it doesn't even seem like it. You should be asking yourself, why are you acting like your husband's mother instead of his wife? Why are you so critical of him? If he's as trifling and as bad as you say he is, I don't understand why you married him in the first place. Again, these are the questions you should be asking yourself. You've known him for a very long time, 9 years, you said. He didn't just get like this. He's been like this all along. Another question for you. Why are you trying to change him now? Could it be you're trying to make him how you want him to be? For instance, as far as the household chores go, you want him to take over the finances, but what if he knows nothing about finances? You want him to upkeep the house. Is he a handyman? If not, that's not going to happen. Get a proper handyman to do that kind of work. If he's not a mechanic and you want more than just gas and car washes, that's not going to happen either. I think you need to manage your expectations of this man you married and you knew all about before you married him. You're his wife, not his mother. Again, you can't be calling up to his job, checking his boss because of the way he said his boss spoke to him. That's for him to do. You said he was a leader, right? You said that in your letter, that your husband is a leader. Well, let him lead. It sounds like you wanted desperately to marry him, you know, thinking he would change. He didn't change. He's the same man you dated for 6 years, and now you're realizing who he really is, and that doesn't seem to be good enough for you. I would just love to hear his side of the story. And one thing he would probably say about you is that you're bossy, Steve, among other things.
Well, you know, good answer, Shirley. This is a waste. He wants to be seen and not heard. Let's go. you're both y'all 34. You've been together 9 years, married for 3. And then you say you gave him an ultimatum and eventually he married you. That's how you got him, okay? After 6 years. Then you tell me that he's very full of himself and the women in his family made him think he was. He was God's gift to the earth because he has eyes that change color. Well, I bought my grandson a transformer one time and it do the same thing.
The
transformer eyes turn red sometimes. Sometimes they blue, you know. But it ain't the best toy he got. Now, you got a man that got his eyes that can change color, and you ain't got the best man they got either. He's tall and very handsome. Okay, so you just got a little cute-ass boy.
Fine.
His eyes is changing colors. That mean he light-skinned. Dark-skinned people's eyes don't change colors. I'm telling you, it'd be too damn shocking.
You're wrong for that.
So you're dating this little yellow-ass boy.
Ow.
Cause his little eyes can change color. Dogs give people eyes stay the same. So
she
we know he ain't no big dog chocolate man. I'm telling you, Shirley. Dogs give people eyes don't change color. It'll be too much. You shouldn't have been here having coffee with some fine dark-skinned chicken and her eyes change color. You got to get the hell up out of here. That's poltergeist. You shouldn't have been here. That's poltergeist. She finna be stepping out your TV when you get home. You need to get your ass out of there.
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
They're here.
He's a natural flirt, and I tolerate it because I know if he ever left me, the woman would send him right back to me. Oh, so you got somebody don't nobody want but you. Woo, just let it go into hell right here. Here's the problem. And we're going to get to this when I come back. He's not a manly man outside the bedroom. What? Oh, hell no. We come back.
All right, hold on. Yeah, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, he wants to be seen but not heard. We'll get back into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he wants to be seen but not heard.
So this woman got this man that don't nobody else won't seem like to me. They've been together 9 years. She forced him to marry him, put an ultimatum and everything. And then, you know, he think he God's gift because his eyes change colors. Like I said, I bought my grandson a transformer. Do the same damn thing. Just because his eyes change color. And then we come to the conclusion that he must be a little light-skinned ass boy. Little yellow boy. Because dark-skinned people's eyes do not change color. It'll be too much. It'll just be shocking. You sitting over there sipping your coffee. She looking over the edge of the mug. Now all of a sudden her eyes go green. You got to get the hell out of here. Because like I said, it's poltergeist. You got to get the hell out of here. She possessed. And now he's a natural flirt, not tolerated, because I know if he ever left me, the women would send him right back to me. So now you got somebody don't nobody want but you. We left off right here. Here's the problem. He's not a manly man outside the bedroom. Oh, boy. You got a man that ain't side and that ain't a man outside the bedroom. So now you just got a man child. You got a man child.
Oh, a man child.
Yeah, he a man in the bedroom. He baby Huey out the bedroom. Just got a damn diaper on. Look like a big ass egg with a diaper on. You had that big giant duck named baby Huey. But he a man child in the bedroom. He can really show out in that bedroom. But after that, it's like having a child. Who want that? After a while, you're going to understand that you letting a baby climb on you. That's what you're going to realize in a minute. See, right now, the man-child part is big. But then he baby Huey outside. After a while, you're going to realize it's baby Huey that you're making love to. Take your dab off, baby. Come on in here. Lay down in some warm water. Clean yourself before you come in. That's what it's going to start getting to. All he cares about is getting the latest trendy clothes, getting the newest watches or sneakers, and keeping his car clean and shiny. Outside looking in, he got his stuff together, but boy, oh boy, he's trifling. He's got a great job and he's in a leadership position. Now listen to this right here. But his manner talks to him like a child and don't allow him to speak up and make his opinions known. His managers even told him that he's not paid to think. You know, as soon as I heard that, I wanted to call this job and speak to his manager. Okay, so let me get this straight. So now everybody know who he is and everybody knows who and what they dealing with, even you. So now your boss know who he is. The coworkers know who he is and you know who he is, but you the only one stuck with it. But I had to realize he's my husband and not my son.
Mm.
Why do you even have to say that?
Yeah.
He's my husband, not my son. I want him to focus less on how clean he is when he goes to work or more how he represents himself when he's at work. And the same thing go for our marriage. Now, Shirley made a good point here. I need him over our finances. Suppose he don't know nothing about finance. Upkeep of the house. He probably knows something about that because he know about upkeep of himself. Maintenance of our vehicles. All the manly stuff in the marriage. Y'all keep asking this boy to be a man when he ain't. He's a man child. He's baby Huey. He's a big ass duck with the diaper on.
Stop saying that.
He is.
She knew that when she married him.
He's baby Huey. Look up them old cartoons. Baby Huey, the big giant ass duck with the big ass lips with the diaper on.
Uh-oh, big lips.
He'd rather be seen than heard in every aspect of his life. It's been 9 years and I'm done enabling him.
Yeah.
Should I be planning a life with this man or let this one go? No, I think the bigger question is he planning a life with you? You forced him into marriage. Of course he did it because he a little boy. Mama said, I got to get mad. So now, Eric DeBoston told him, shut up, he ain't paid to think. He shut his ass up. He out there washing his car right now, putting some new sneakers on. He clean as hell. And here you go, them eyes, they finna change again to this sunny outside.
What does each color mean?
He's sunny outside. See, like if it's daytime, his sun, his eyes is a blue. They turn into a blue. Then it get into the evening, they turn more gray. And then at night, they just a damn near hazelnut green.
Like a cat.
You know,
like
he just sexy. Then he come in here and bat them eyes, and he tell her, girl, he be smelling good, and he can handle his business in the bedroom. Then when we get through in the morning, I got to wash him and brush his teeth so he can get his ass out here and go to work. And then he going to go down there and try to leave. You better sit down and eat your oatmeal before you go to work. And eat your finish your oatmeal before you go to work. And then he be crying sometime. Then he going to run out to the house and get in. So get your backpack. He going to leave all his stuff at work. And then I got to see him off right here. And then I got to go out there and set his GPS so he don't get lost on his way to work. You know, and then he go down there to the work and then he climb out the car smelling all good and women be going, ooh, I like him. But three women that sent his ass back to the house and then Boston told him he can't make decisions on his job. Lady, you want to quit enabling him? Stop.
Yeah. All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter. It's Steve Harvey FM.
You've been in there getting love by Baby Huey. You ought to get you some damn Daffy Duck. Get you some black
check
ass
out
duck.
The Strawberry Letter
see
podcast.
What's happening. Daffy come up in there. Daffy get shot and still come back.
The Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior is here with Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, first of all, in 2 days, I got to let them know in 2 days, it is going down. The Kira's Hope 5K Run and Fun Walk will be happening this Saturday in 2 days at the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in downtown Dallas, Texas. Also, don't forget the day party will start at 3 o'clock at Sandaga over in Deep Ellum. Go to kiershope.org. That's K-I-E-R-S hope.org. I can't wait to see everybody. Thanks to all the sponsors that came out this year. We'll have a lot of fun, music, food, everything going out, a lot of gifts, swag bags, vendors, everything.
Oh, I'm coming to Dallas. Yeah. I'm coming.
All of these. Everybody get a swag bag when they come down there. Once you register,
right.
Shirts be in there, all kinds of stuff. You know, we're gonna have water bottles for you with the Kira's Hope logo on it. We got all kinds of stuff for you. So I'm excited about that. But let's get to it. In Major League Baseball, I find this quite interesting. I really do. That San Francisco Giants manager Gabe Kapler has resumed his protest of the national anthem.
Kaepernick stayed in the clubhouse with a handful of players. Now, the question is, what's the difference between Colin Kaepernick protesting and Gabe Kapler protesting?
You better say
because
it.
Because I just want to say this. They both have the right to protest, but I have yet to hear any backlash of why he ain't out there for the national anthem.
Because it don't matter. Say the name again.
Gabe Kapler, manager of San Francisco Giants. Yes.
Who is?
White.
Okay. And then Colin Kaepernick.
Black.
Just.
Okay. Yeah. Next story.
Judge Steve said, I rest my case.
He said,
I mean, for real. I mean, look, y'all, come on.
Yeah.
Where
we
live.
We know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Why do we keep acting like it's the same when clearly it's different? And
it's
we
not
know
the
it.
Same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know
it. And we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know it.
That man was robbed of his career because he took a stand.
He took a stand.
Yep, absolutely, surely.
Police killing black men. And then now the Uvalde situation happened. And now he said, I'm not coming out no more. I'm not standing for it. He did come out for the national anthem on Memorial Day when they had a game.
To honor the veterans.
To honor the fallen veterans, yeah. He did come out.
So he's saying he's not standing for what reason, Junior?
He said gun control.
Some
got to happen with gun reform. That's why he said he's not standing.
Okay, cool. No. I understand that. Okay, let's see how long that lasts. But you best believe every politician is going to slam him for that because they talking about they money from the NRA. Every politician going to slam him for that. So just watch how this go, man. You talking about messing with their money now? Oh, you finna come out here and stand. You finna sing the anthem and everything else.
All right, Junior. Thank you as always. Good point bringing that up. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail again, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Steve, time to go to your voicemail once again. A lot of calls today. If you would like to leave Steve a voicemail yourself, hit him up at 877-29-STEVE. This one is from Tyrone from Beaumont, Texas, Steve.
Hey, Steve, it's Tyrone from Beaumont, Texas, man. I heard you talking about if you catch a salmon, you'll go to jail. But where I'm from in Beaumont, Texas, if you kill a squirrel, you going to jail, brother. Same thing, y'all feel how you feel. If you kill a squirrel in Beaumont, you're going to jail. But if you kill one of us, ain't nothing going to happen to you.
I mean, look, salmon out of season, you can't catch them. A deer out of season, you can't shoot them. See, this country is so funny. They have species that are on the endangered species list, and you're not allowed to kill them. So why is it that human lives are not considered an endangered species.
Endangered species.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
It just don't make no doggone sense, man. It's mandatory jail time if you take certain animals, as it should be.
Yeah.
Well, I think humans should get that same consideration. Excuse me, but we don't.
Thank you, Tyrone from Beaumont. This is a chef. Chef Paul left a message about grilling, Steve.
Hey, Steve, I was, hey, this Chef Paul, man. I was listening to your barbecue tips and everything. Look, this is what also you need to do. In the middle of your charcoal, you put your can down there. You know, you get that baked bean can or whatever that you got, you know, and you fill it up with just some beer and your little seasoning, put a little onion off in there and everything, a little garlic. And, you know, you make sure that and once it heat up, and you'll be smoking your meat and everything, and you cooking like that right there, man, you're going to get so much moisture. Them ribs going to be the tenderest ribs. Folks going to think you done damn put them in the oven. Like, the bone going to come up out of it now. You feel me, Mr. Steve? Look, you keep on pushing on, brother, because you inspire me every day. Look, I want you to come and get some of this barbecue once I get this spot open. I'm going to give you the information. You understand? I do it on my on the side, on my own, but hey, when you ever in the city, man, I guarantee you, man, I smoke with the best of them boys. But I'm this old little young guy. Keep on.
You know something, man, Chef Paul, you sound like you might be on to something.
No, okay.
He say take a can, put beer in it and some onions.
And garlic. And seasoning.
And garlic. And then put it in the middle of that fire. It's going to heat up. I know that's going to create moisture.
Yes.
You know, it makes sense, Chef Paul.
Try it, Steve.
You like it, Steve, huh?
Yeah, I ain't mad at that, right? That sound like, I don't know if I want beer in it, but.
I don't know what the beer does, but he sounded like he knew what he was talking about, though.
Yeah. Onions and garlic. I'm going to put some other stuff in there, Chef. But that
he did
can
say seasoning.
Trick,
he did say that.
That can trick might be the way to go.
Yeah.
All right, we have another one, Steve.
All right, now, I might have to consider that. All right.
Yeah, because you're going to have a can. You got the bean can.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, here's a question from a caller who needs some relationship advice from you.
Hi, Steve. I'm calling because I recently found out that my fiancé has been cheating on me. And after talking to him about it, he feels as though it was a lack of sex, a lack of, you know, doing the things that I used to do when we initially got together. For me, I was kind of going through my own thing the last 90 days of our relationship. And for him, it, you know, and myself, we had a disconnect. And I'm just trying to see, you know, should I take him back?
Well, here's the deal. I think both of you admitted that there was some type of disconnect after you discussed it with him. So the question is, what should you do? It really depends on what you can tolerate. Can you continue to look at him realizing what he has done? But I also want you to think about this. There will be several moments in the relationship where there will be some type of disconnect. So is that his solution? Every time y'all disconnect, he gonna go get somebody else?
Cheat.
See, that's what you have to consider. So I would think about that in your decision.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 20 minutes right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, you are here with a special treat just in time for summer for the Steve Harvey Nation. Tell us all about it, girl.
That's right, Shirley, girl. We just girling each other. That's my girl. All right, so we've teamed up with Seagram's Escapes to give away $1,500 cash to create your own summer escape. So to enter and get rules, visit steveharveyfm.com. Now sip happiness with a Seagram's Escapes Italian Ice. I love that variety pack. Your new summer staple, right, Shirley? Like all of our flavors, all Italian Ice flavors are sweet and delicious with the 3.2% ABV. So now listen, $1,500 cash could be yours. Get all the info at SteveHarveyFM.com. That's how me and Shirley, that's how we do it.
Get down, okay? All right, so here's a question for you, Carla, though. How are you planning on escaping this summer? I mean, we've talked about Vegas. That sounds pretty good. What you think? What you think?
Girl, yeah, you know we love Vegas. So let's maybe do it. July, let's do Vegas, but... I don't know. My husband said, look at the coins in the budget. We're going to escape right to that backyard.
Oh, yeah. You just got that new pool, right? It was all on the internet. Yes. Yes.
Right, right. I'll be sipping happiness in the backyard. Thank you, Seagram's Escapes.
That's right. Sip happiness. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll do a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to play a round of Would You Rather. Here we go. Would you rather get away with any lie you tell? Any lie you tell, you can get away with it. Or would you rather...
Hey, my whole life goal right there, baby. A. I want A. Go ahead, Shirley.
Or, this is for you, Junior. Or would you rather... detect any lie you hear? So would you rather be able to get away with one or be able to tell if someone's lying to you?
Yeah,
I need
absolutely.
A all day.
All day long.
But don't you care if someone's lying to you?
I can care less. I would lie back.
I don't give a damn. Yeah. Just be two liars talking. I don't
yeah,
give
so
a damn.
It is. That's a good conversation, too. Whatever. It's a way better.
Whatever.
We should do that one day, huh? We should lie to each other on a cold conversation.
Dog, just the whole damn thing. I just want to be all mine, be believable. Yeah. It's been my whole goal in life anyway. Man, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Dog, all right.
I'm finna say this, and she finna believe it? Yes.
Yeah. She's ready to lie to you, too.
I don't give a damn. I've been lied to before. I can handle it. Y'all the one can't handle it. I want the truth. I want to know the truth. No, I want what sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. I love you. I love you too. Thank you, baby. See you tomorrow. Okay, can't wait. Okay, cool. We both live. Ain't no problem.
It's live.
Ain't no problem.
All live.
Ain't no problem. Lie to me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, you the best I ever had. Thank you, baby. Best I ever had too. Cool.
Great line.
Yeah.
You too, Junior.
I love it.
You feel the same way?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you why, Shirley, because men's research department ain't good at all. We ain't researching nothing to find out if it's the truth. No. It'd be true. We don't care. Just lie to us.
Lie to me. I don't give a damn. Okay. Whatever.
All right. Well, here's another one. Would you rather never pay for taxes?
Hey.
Or never pay for gas.
Hey.
I knew you were going to say that.
Hey.
I'm going to buy the hell out this gas. Hey. Hey. I don't give a damn if gas is $30 a gallon. If I could just get out of A.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather be a star of a small movie or be an extra in a really big movie like Top Gun Maverick or something?
Be no damn extra walking around, ain't got no line.
I'm be A.
But it's Top Gun with Tom Cruise.
I'm going to be a small ass line.
You're on the floor, your part. All right, one last one if we have time. Would you rather German chocolate cake or cherry pie?
Oh, Lord.
Or cherry pie?
Hey. Because you know why? Because it's hard to find a good cherry pie.
Oh, because I know that's one of your favorites.
Anybody know, right. Please slide in my DMs or somewhere. I don't know.
Why are you saying
all right. All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day and some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. And, right. You know, it's been a good day. It's been a good day.
Yeah.
We've had fun
this week
today.
Week going by fast. It's Thursday.
Thank the Lord for that break on Monday we had.
Thursday.
Yes. Friday. Thank you. So, Steve, you have some closing for us.
You know, I was thinking of something the other day. I heard something online and it really affected me profoundly, and it made me sit down and ponder and really think of the goodness of God and all that God has done for me. And I think about my life, my legacy, that when my life is over, what I would like to be said about me. And I discovered it's not about the comedy. It's not about the TV shows, the awards, none of that. It's about much deeper. It's really about what I'm hoping to accomplish from here on out. And it's not about my shows or anything like that. It's about the legacy. It's about trying to make an imprint in the world in which I live in. And I'm not going to change the world. I'm not that egotistical that one man changes the world, because it has to be a collective effort. It's a huge world. It's 8 billion people here. There's no one person that can change the entire world. Jesus came to change and to save, and he was spat upon and hung on the cross. So, but he had a lasting effect, though. Oh, my goodness. The 33 years he was here was, oh, my goodness, what an impact he had. Now, I'm not Christ. Let's be clear about that. Nobody is. But I do want to have an impact. And I was listening to somebody online, and they said, what makes this world great is that when old men plant trees, the shade in which they will never sit in, good people do things for other people. and I'm thinking about my life, that I'm actually in the process of planting trees and the shade of which I will never sit in. I won't get to sit under some of these trees that I'm planting. But I want to plant them because I want to do something for somebody coming behind me, for my grandchildren, for other people's young men, for other young people's children. And that's why I've gotten to in my life. And that thing that I saw online, it affected me so profoundly, man. And the lady said, that's it. That's the end. She said, a society grows great when old men plant trees in the shade in which they know they will never sit in. That's deep, man, that you can get to that point. Now, I understand when you're younger that that's not the mission, because you got to first get yourself under a tree somewhere. You understand, the whole thing in life is for somebody to create some shade for themselves. Nobody wants to live under the blare of the sun continuously. So you have to do that. When you're younger, you're trying to create a tree, man, that you can get under the shade. You know, you want to build a retirement plan for yourself so you can get under the shade. But when that's done, what you gonna do? And I'm at that phase of my life, man, where oh, God continues to give me grace and mercy that will allow me to act the way I've been acting and to be able to shine the way I've been shining. And I want to keep planting trees of which under the shade I know I will never sit, but that somebody after me can enjoy the shade of that tree. And that's just being a good person, man. And how good are you going to be? I'm just asking the question, because we all have the ability to be good within our own right. This ain't a conversation about rich people. This is a conversation towards good people. And some of the best people I know ain't rich at all. I swear to God. To some of the best people I know, I can't even tell you how much they make. Some of the biggest inspirations in my life have been from common people who have done some uncommon things. They have been my greatest inspiration. Martin Luther King was not a rich man. He affected me profoundly. Profoundly, man. Now, there are some men who have made a success out of themselves financially that have affected me. But my greatest effect in my life was not by rich people. My father, Slick Harvey, Lord have mercy, poor his entire life. The greatest effect on me ever. This dude made me, man. If it wasn't for this dude right here, I'm not here today. My father was that type of man. He was really the best man I ever knew. I didn't know a stronger dude than him. And when he passed, I couldn't believe it, because the strongest dude I know, when I got the news, I fell on my knees, man. I remember the day I got the phone call, I fell on my knees on my ranch in Texas. My brother said, Daddy gone. What? Daddy? It was a totally different reaction than when my mother passed. My mother, it just crumbled me, because she was dear to me. But my father, I just never thought nothing would happen to this dude. I just really did. But he planted some trees in my heart and in my life of which he knew he would never sit under the shade in. And he made me who I am. That's who I'm trying to be. That's who you should try to be. Plant some trees in which you will never sit under the shade of. That makes you a good person. Y'all have a great day. Hey, listen, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you, okay? Holla at you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate
watcher seeking the lowest interest or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks. Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day, and regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.